From AmeriVet Securities, a service-disabled, veteran-owned broker-dealer in New York City, we bring you Compass Check, a podcast created by veterans for veterans. The military uses a compass to navigate air, land, and sea. Now, Compass Check is here to help you navigate your transition into the corporate workforce. Our goal is to reach military veterans and members of the veteran community, empower and connect them with a multitude of resources that will ultimately set them up for success after leaving the military. I'm your host, Army veteran James Fitzgerald. Let's get moving. Four Block is a nonprofit organization providing professional development and career readiness support to the military and veteran community, delivered in a hybrid learning model consisting of online assignments, in-person and virtual meetings, lectures, and practical applications. Over the course of the program, veterans, military spouses, and active duty service members are taken through lessons meant to enhance their personal and professional understanding of themselves and their careers as they make the transition out of the armed forces and into the corporate workforce. Senior executives from leading industries provide a weekly lecture series allowing participants to learn from today's leaders about real-world issues. Each cohort is provided networking events, resume workshops, and mock interviews, all involving professionals from 4 Block's partner organizations. My guest today is Eric Stetson, 4 Block Northeast Regional Manager. Here's our conversation. Kicking the tires, lighting the fires. It's great to have 4 Block. We have Eric Stetson with me today, joining us for this leg of our journey. What I want to do now is welcome our esteemed guest. Eric, thank you for joining us today.
James, thanks for having me on this podcast, Compass Check, with the AmeriVet Securities. This is fantastic. Appreciate your partnership. And so I'm glad to be on and share with you today. So looking forward to it.
The pleasure is all mine. What we're going to do before we get into any discussions about programming or locations, what I want you to do is tell us the backstory. Give us the superhero origin story behind the name of 4 Block.
Yeah, sure. So 4 Block has been around for about 13 years in total, a little over 10 years as a formal 501(c). not-for-profit veteran service organization founded by Mike Abrams, a Marine who kind of discovered the model that we use by accident in his own journey and then decided to build an organization to do what we do today. The name 4 Block comes from a little spinoff of the 3 Block War concept that was promoted by General Krulak, then Commandant of the Marine Corps, back at the outset of these wars a little over two decades ago. And he basically talked about, you know, in the space of three blocks in a city in Iraq, for instance, units might be doing three entirely different kinds of missions, you know, simultaneously even potentially. And so there was a very dynamic war and conflict we were to get into. And those who have served in Iraq or Afghanistan have seen that. And so Mike kind of spun off 3 Block War and said the 4th block is, what do you do after the war, after you come home from the war or after the service? That's the 4th block and the 4th block and the challenge.
What do you do when you come back home? Me and you are both Army veterans. I'm proud to say that I went through the 4 Block Veteran Career Readiness Program as a part of the Washington, D.C. cohort back in 2016. We can talk more on that later. I do want to give you an opportunity to let the viewing and listening audience know a little bit of the history behind 4 Block. You can get us caught up in that respect. Then we'll talk about some of the programming that's being provided.
Right. So as I mentioned before, you know, Mike Abrams in his own transition, out of the military as a reservist, he was called up, went on active duty, deployed to Afghanistan, came back and was struggling to find employment. And he said, you know, this is interesting. You know, I've got qualifications and education and a master's, and he was struggling. And when he developed key relationships, mentors and coaches and sponsors in the civilian sector, then things started to happen for him. So he took that model and he said, I'm gonna share this with my fellow veterans and buddies and show them how it worked for me. And then he developed the program from there and in conjunction with Columbia University. And it's been evolving ever since. But basically what we do is for veterans is we help them develop critical career building skills and help them build a professional network at the same time, exposing them to a number of different companies and career tracks. And so that's the basics of the model at 4Block for the Career Readiness Program for veterans. And we've been building it and evolving it ever since in terms of our curriculum, our digital platforms, our instructor methodology, our coaching program, et cetera. But the fundamentals are the same. What are the career building skills you got to have, and how do you build your network to achieve success?
I can say with a 100% certainty that those skills and necessary tools in order to transition out of the military and into the corporate workforce were not being provided to me as I was transitioning out. The unfortunate piece is you don't know how vital those are until you're faced with that first job application or applying to school, whatever endeavor you're looking to move into. It's going to be that much more difficult if you don't have an understanding of what you just spent however many years in service to our country doing. So, but before we really get into the nuts and bolts of the programming, who is it open to? And I think that in itself is one of the beautiful parts of the organization, but I'll leave it to you to showcase that. Who's eligible and how do they get in contact with 4Block in order to start working?
Right. Yeah, no, and it's a great point. And so it's very simple. Just, you know, go to 4block.org or, you know, get in touch with one of us, you know, it's on the website or another veteran who's been through the program, and they'll connect you with 4Block staff, you know, myself, a regional director or a career readiness instructor in the program. Veterans who are post 9/11 veterans who have an honorable or general discharge, who are pursuing a college degree or already have a college degree or higher in education are eligible for the program. And that's enlisted, officer alike, all branches of service, reservists, guardsmen who are trying to maintain civilian careers at the same time, student veterans, 25 and 30 year retirees. So I literally have had students of all kinds of backgrounds come through this program from E3 to O6. And what we have found to be true is that the career skills that we are teaching are essential no matter whether you are the E3 who served 2 years and service had to get out, or whether you're the O6 who served 25 or 30 years. You have to have these career skills and you have to master them. And likewise, you have to build a professional network that helps you go in the direction that you want to go professionally. And you have to figure out, what do you want to do? What do you want your work-life balance to look like? And so we help with that process at 4Block also. So it's really a great thing because we can put all those veterans in the same room operating on a first name basis and meeting different folks with different backgrounds and stories from different companies. And it really opens up the aperture for the possibilities for veterans.
So we're here. This is the meat and potatoes of the programming that I've been teasing and teasing and teasing. I'm going to give it to you because there's multiple different layers of programming. I'd definitely like for you to start with the heavyweight champ, the veteran career readiness program, but there are a couple other programs. Please give us a description on those. And like, we're going to continue in this great discussion on 4Block.
Sure. Thanks, James. Yeah. So the career readiness program is basically an 11-week program. We run it once in the fall, once in the spring, in many cities. And then in one city in DC, we currently run it in the summer. And we've done this program in 23 different cities to date. Currently, we're operating the program in 15 core cities, along with three virtual time zone based programs, East Coast, Central, and West Coast. And we literally have veterans around the world partaking in the program due to the ability to operate virtually. And so over 11 weeks, we run our veterans through building different career skills and meeting veterans and non-veterans from a different company and meeting a different company each week. And so there's a lot of exposure with different companies, career tracks, industries, and building your network at the same time while practicing these essential career building skills, getting the valuable feedback and practice rehearsals, basically using these skills to sharpen, you know, sharpen abilities. And so it's, you know, just like we go into combat, we surround ourselves with a great team, we train hard, we do the intelligence collection, we understand the culture as best we can, we learn everything we can about that environment we're going to. We're doing the same thing in 4Block for veterans as they get ready to launch into that civilian environment. So that's the Career Readiness Program. And that's the heavyweight. That's the one we've been doing for well over 10 years. And it's very effective. The model that was, you know, almost kind of discovered by accident. And we've just been perfecting ever since. And we have approximately 3,500 graduates through the program now who are operating in dozens and dozens and dozens of Fortune 500 and Fortune 100 and other companies around the nation. Now, the other thing, there's three other programs that we're very proud of and have been developed over time. The first is the Find Your Calling course. And this is a course we developed in conjunction with Columbia University. And it's an EDX-based course, and it's linked off of our website. And many people enjoy taking this course to figure out what do they want to do? You know, what appeals to them? What's their purpose, kind of mission, professionally in life? And so it helps people narrow the shot group of what they want to do. So folks have found that very valuable and insightful. Awesome. Then the next program that we have is our 4Block podcast. And so the 4Block podcast interviews veterans and industry leaders and experts in transition and experts in career building and HR experts. And so there's a lot of great things that, you know, tidbits of wisdom that can be gleaned and great stories out there. Some 4Block veteran alumni and other veterans who've just done really interesting things. And so it's a great podcast.
You know, Eric, I'm going to definitely recommend that everyone take a listen to that podcast after they finish listening to Compass Check. I just, you know, the order of priority, I just want to establish that on my team for right now, but I'm going to kick it back to you. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And then the next program most recently developed, our Director of Program Impact Assessment Evaluation, Dr. Lisa Stern, worked with another organization called Prepare to Launch University. And about a year and a half ago, we started a program for spouses of veterans. And so the details and for who's qualified for that are also found on our website, 4block.org. And we're really proud of that because we recognize, like with my own spouse, we really tend to mess up our spouse's professional careers. They're following us to the military, moving, and every so many years. And so we've developed with those experts a great transition program for spouses of veterans, and it's been very successful so far.
I think one of the main points that individuals don't understand about the wealth of experience that come from the military family, but as an example, a military spouse that's transitioned with the family over 20, 25 years, 6 to 7 different duty stations. If this individual is a professional, just figuring out how to communicate that to an employer that you're interviewing in front of. Otherwise, it does look slightly odd, but with context, being able to approach that question with confidence and with the ability to articulate it, those are the skills and attributes that some of us didn't receive while we're in and seek out once we leave the military. But it's not until we run into resources like 4Block that those connections are hit. So
yeah,
what I want to do, one last chance for you to explain to people, where do they go for the application information? I know you have a fall cohort coming up, so please let people know where they can go and see if there's a city near them that they can sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. So this fall, approximately second week in September, we kick off the fall cohort in those 15 cities and those 3 virtual programs once again, and it runs roughly 11 weeks. Throughout the fall, and depending upon where the course is, it could be a Tuesday night, a Wednesday night, or a Thursday night. And so if you go on to 4block.org, you can search the city and you can apply by the city or by the virtual time zone. And once you apply, you'll be asked to set up a phone call with a regional director. You'll do a screening call, and that director will ask a lot of questions and interview you and trying to find out what you're trying to do and your timeline and everything you have going on, because they want to help make sure it's the right fit for you and the timing is right and the location is right, so we can maximize the 4Block program, you know, for you as a veteran. So 4Block.org, and you can get all of our information on that website. And I would encourage folks to start signing up now and have that conversation, because the courses do fill up pretty quickly. If you're on active duty, you know, doing this program about a year and a half out, a year out from separation is a very smart thing to do. If you're a university or college student doing this program in your junior or senior year, preferably your first semester senior year, makes a lot of sense. You can do it as a graduate student. And if you just separated and you missed it and you're like, wow, I should have done this, it's not too late. This program is about building lifelong career building skills and a professional network. And I've had so many veterans at companies join us for the program, hosting us. And then they say, Eric, can I go through this program? And because they see the value in it. But of course, it has a priority for veterans who are not yet employed and just starting out their careers.
As I mentioned earlier about going through 4Block in Washington, D.C. back in 2016, the part that, and you may disagree with me, Eric, the part that I found so interesting about 4Block was, depending on where you take your career readiness program at, you get a different flavor. I was, traveling from New York, temporarily living in Washington, D.C., and it was a totally different environment than the New York. New York had a different feel. A lot of the industry experts and organizations are headquartered in New York. It was just so different. And then you go further out west and you get that Silicon Valley technology. Right. It was so interesting to see how 4Block has cracked that code on understanding that veterans will seek out the areas that they want to lay down roots for a multitude of reasons, meet them where they're at, and bring the resources that they've required to them. I want to move into those amazing alumni that are doing fantastic things, yeah, as you mentioned, including myself, yeah, and try to at least give a little bit of insight into what happens afterwards, how we stay connected as a community. Me and you see each other quite a bit through the hosting of 4Block graduations at my organization, AmeriVet Securities. We are always honored to have you. But I want to extend this conversation to the entire country. How are 4Block alumni staying connected? What are some of the things that you'd like to bring to the forefront to explain to people about the strength that networking that 4Block provides?
Yeah, that's one of the really exciting parts of the program and satisfying, is to see 4Block alumni networking with each other across the nation well after they've been through the program, and helping each other to find new positions or make further transitions in their careers, and also reaching back as coaches to help veterans coming through the pipeline. And so it's really exciting to see that as directors and as career-based instructors, we're always helping our 4Block alumni to connect with each other, to make moves across the country. And so that's been very gratifying. We keep all of our 4Block alumni on a platform called 4Block Connect. And on 4Block Connect, they can coach each other, they can network with each other, they can see job opportunities listed through our partner or and hosting, wow, organizations. And so it's like a mini LinkedIn just for 4Block. And so it's a powerful, powerful network, a sub-tribe of the veteran tribe writ large. And they all have in common that they've been through our rigorous, you know, comprehensive career readiness program. Like you said, a little bit different flavor in each location, but our core curriculum remains the same, and the networking effect remains the same. And then we gather various organizations and companies in different cities as hosts, as vehicles for that professional development. So the network is with the alumni is really gratifying to see it in action. Of veterans supporting each other and helping others along the way.
The benefit for me for the network, I did a large career transition, and being able to lean on other service members, veterans, military spouses, to pull in as much wisdom, knowledge about what I was moving into, or to make as informed of a decision as I can based off all these individuals that have this wealth of experience. That was the strength for me, and I thought that it was invaluable, and I could not wait to have 4Block on, not only to talk about that, but there's something else very interesting that 4Block has going on. I'm not even going to try to describe it. It's the National Leadership Council. Okay. That's something, you know, I'm going to push it to you to give us an idea of what that is for the alumni and get us up to speed.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, Mike, our founder, recognized, you know, not only do we have a board, as many organizations have a board, but why not have, alumni who have been through our program and have time under their belts in corporate America invited to come back and join our National Leadership Council to be almost like an internal consulting team to help us see ourselves, make recommendations for how we grow, adjustments, and help to help promote the organization. And so we've developed this National Leadership Council. We meet at least quarterly with these folks. We gain their ideas. They help look at problems for the future and to help us grow moving forward. So it's a neat component that our alumni are able to join and volunteer to assist 4Block to grow. As I mentioned before, 4Block, about 50% of the coaches who coach our students while they're in the program are 4Block grads as well. And so we want folks to go through the 4Block program, find the right job and the right career and the right company and culture, and enjoy a satisfying work experience for a year or two, gain that reflection time, and then come back and coach others in the program who are going through the program for the first time with that knowledge and that experience that they've been through. And some of them also are now coming back and taking our career readiness instructor positions. And our CRIs, our instructors, are like adjunct faculty, and they're responsible for the program in different cities. And that's a paid position. And so we have instructors, coaches, and National Leadership Council folks in 4Block involved in the program. And then we also have alumni going out to their companies and bringing their companies into the 4Block orbit as well. And that's exciting as well. So it's a great relationship and just synergy building with the relationships. And like you said, networking, you gain from the network and you're able to help others in the network and you're learning. So network equals learning. And that helps you with your career progression and making adjustments as needed.
I'm very simple. So one thing that constantly goes to my mind is a mental image when I think about mentorship and helping others is easily just sending the elevator back down so others can get to whatever floor that I'm on. Exactly. That is essentially what 4Block is doing, is sending the elevator back down and allowing these service members, veterans, military spouses to rise to whatever level they choose to go. It's beautiful. I'm a part of that community, and it's something that I wear as a badge of honor. Before we move on to my last segment, which is always my favorite, my double time, I want to give an opportunity, if there's any additional information you'd like to provide for 4Block alum that want to get reconnected to the community, either through the coach readiness program, training them to give back, or if there's upcoming events that 4Block has in order to strengthen some networking, meet new people, anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd encourage any 4Block alum who's listening to make sure they're staying connected on 4Block Connect, keeping their profile up to date. We do push out announcements to the 4Block community on 4Block Connect about upcoming in-person networking events. I know I'm planning a couple right now for Philadelphia and New York City and DC. And we'll have more events in the fall. As we come out of COVID back into more of a hybrid nature, 4Block is evolving as well. And so we're looking at the very real possibility for hybrid programs in the fall where students are either in, going to a company to experience the program or zooming in the same session based upon their geographical location. Because we all, of course, love shaking hands and being eyeball to eyeball versus on this, the Zoom thing all the time. And so we're definitely evolving there as well. So stay plugged in on 4Block Connect. Watch for those events by city in person. And we want to collect alumni back together face-to-face with our new veterans coming to the program, along with our corporate hosts and partners.
You all have your marching orders. So with that, that's going to take us into our double time segment. We've been talking about the strength of 4Block residing in that network, and it's the alumni that strengthen that network day in and day out, each cohort, so on and so forth. So there's a handful of 4Block alumni that I'd like to present to you. I have three. I'm going to give you about 60 seconds. I'm going to give you a name. You give me the description for this spectacular individual. And if you'd like to include any particular highlights about that individual, more than able to do that, but you got 60 seconds. So First one is going to be Sheree Holder.
Yeah, Sheree Holder, senior NCO, U.S. Air Force, Joint Base McGuire Dick Lakehurst, retiring, coming out of the service, not sure what she wanted to do. And she just jumped on the 4Block program in Philadelphia and was such an incredible student. Even while she was in the program, she was giving us valuable feedback to help us make it better and helping others as well, and communicating backwards to people that are still in the service about the 4Block program. She did so well, and Lonnie Atari and I knew that she was going to get snapped up very quickly to work somewhere, and she did, and she's now running a great career in the Philly area. So just a tremendous lady, great poise, really smart, and she just knocked it out of the park.
Boom. Next, Jeff Cherry.
Yeah, Jeff Cherry. Jeff Cherry was a Marine. He started, once a Marine, always a Marine, right? And so he started in the New York City program, and he had to make a move, and he had to go down south for family reasons. And I said, hey, no problem. You know, you can pick it up again in Atlanta under another regional director and finish the program down there. And, you know, Jeff would kind of doubt himself a little bit, and he was having a rough go, and he had some challenges. Well, Jeff just did an amazing job in the program down in Atlanta. And my counterpart, Roger Rowley down in Atlanta, was telling me, Eric, this guy is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And sure, you know, what did he do? He did the program with gusto. He made the maximum use of it, landed himself a very good position, and has been very successful in working in corporate America to this day, and just totally leading by example and really demonstrating, you know, what our NCOs, you know, bring to the table for corporate America.
Bam. Ted Pease.
Ted Pease, junior naval officer, came out of the West Coast, did the program on the West Coast. Mm. And the West Coast director connected Ted to me and said, hey, Ted's coming back to the Philly area. So I connected Ted to some folks here in the Philly area. And Ted did all the right things in preparing to separate from the service. He did his research. He did his homework. He took ownership of his transition. He didn't rely on the military's transition program. He did that, but he really took severe ownership. And so that's how he found out about 4Block. And then from 4Block, he was able to use that network to make a leap all the way across the country to Philadelphia, build the network on in the fly, real time in motion, was able to land a great job. And he's now with AIG and leading from the front, coaching other veterans and helping AIG expand their veteran program. So those are three great examples of folks right there, different backgrounds and different people who just grabbed 4Block by the horns and made the most out of it. And it's just really, it's benefited them greatly. And now they're turning around and helping others.
If you aren't inspired, there is something wrong with you. Yeah. I am about to explode after those magnificent examples of what can happen if you're prepared as you transition out of the military and into the corporate workforce, but just being able to get the skills, the attributes, the network necessary to achieve those goals, fundamental. And 4Block is where it starts. This has been one of the most fascinating conversations that I've been able to have on Compass Check. And it's been delightful to have that conversation with you, Eric. I want to extend another invitation down the line for you to return so we can continue talking about 4Block. But for now, I'm going to let you go. I will be seeing you soon, I'm sure, but it's been wonderful.
James, thanks to you and to your sidekick there at AmeriVet Security. Is another favorite 4Block alum of mine, Sydney Covington. The both of you are doing great things. Thank you for your leadership, the example you're setting and what you're doing. You guys are on it. It's fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on. I would love to come back, and we're going to continue to partner. We're going to continue to do this thing as we show America and corporate America how valuable veteran leadership is and ability, and help our veterans make that transition. So it's a pleasure. I'm really happy to have you as a friend. Thank you.
And with that, to our listening and viewing audience, I say goodbye, and I hope you join us the next time as we go with another veteran serving organization that's going to be providing us with the tools necessary to transition out of the military and into the corporate workforce. I've been your host. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Compass Check. Tune in next week, where my guest will be Student Veterans of America, President and CEO, Jarrett Lyon. See you then.